I've been learning different ways to read the Bible and to listen to how God speaks to us through His Word. One way to enter God's story is to imagine ourselves into it. I found that rather powerful as I read or listen to Scripture, to picture myself right there, perhaps even as one of the people in the story. And I would guess that the best artists and poets also enter the story as they paint and write. Maybe some of you also imagine yourselves into a Bible story, especially with the stories of Advent and Christmas when we hear about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem where their baby Jesus was born, and about shepherds who see angels and hear them proclaim good news. Today, I invite you to listen to another story from Luke 2 as Jeff reads about Anna and Simeon, and imagine that you are there too. And then we'll see various interpretations of the scene, and based on my own study and reflection, I'll share the story as Anna may have told it.
A scripture reading from Luke 2, verses 22 through 40. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. This is the word of the Lord.
Good news. Good morning. I'm so eager to tell you about what happened yesterday. It's the most wonderful thing I've ever seen. I've had many messages from God throughout my life, but nothing compares to the message I heard and saw yesterday. Oh, I should introduce myself. I am Anna. If you go to the temple in Jerusalem, you may have seen me there. I pretty much live there, spending most of my time in worship and prayer. I love to commune with God all day long. I talk to God about things that are going on in the world. I pray for the people that I see coming into the temple and for other people whose needs I hear about. People have so much pain in their lives, and so I ask God to help them. Most of all, every day, I have been asking God when he will send the Redeemer that he promised so long ago. And I have all the time in the world to pray. You see, I've been a widow for years and years. My husband died when I was still young. And as the years go by, I just love to be in the temple more and more, to study, to join the people who have come to worship God, and I pray a lot. I may be old, but I can still carry on my ministry of prayer. Often, as I pray, I receive messages from the Spirit, messages to share with other people. Sometimes I write them down. Sometimes I just go and proclaim them in person to encourage people to be faithful, sometimes to warn them to be careful, and often to remind them to take courage because God is near. I guess you'd call me a prophet. There haven't really been prophets in Israel for 300-400 years, and there have never been that many women prophets, but God is speaking to me and telling me to bring these messages to people. I'm grateful and humbled that God would use me to do this prophetic work, even at my age. And I always pray for the redemption of Israel. Through the ancient prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, God promised to send someone to save us. And I have been yearning for that promise to be fulfilled. In my ministry of prayer and prophecy, I've gotten to know a man named Simeon. He's such a good man. He's so faithful to God, a righteous servant in all his ways. He's devoted to knowing the Lord better. Simeon also has been longing for God to bring consolation to our people, to finally send the Messiah. Simeon prays fervently for the restoration of Israel. And as Simeon and I began to share our hopes with one another, he told me something that he had told hardly anyone. Years ago, he received a special message from God that he would live to see the Messiah, the anointed one that God promised to send to our people, promised to comfort and save us. Can you imagine? God revealed to him that he will not die until he sees the Messiah. I wondered when and how this might happen. And who would it be? A young priest? Someone from a royal family? A wise teacher? Maybe even an angel of the Lord? The years crept by. Simeon kept waiting, and I waited too. Well, yesterday I saw Simeon enter the temple courts. He moves a little slowly these days, but yesterday he was nearly running. He was so eager to arrive. Even from across the courts, I saw the sparkle in his eyes, and I wondered, is today the day? Simeon looked all around carefully, but then he went and found a spot to sit and wait. And I went to a different corner of the temple to pray for a while. And then I went back to the courtyard, and Simeon was still waiting. And I saw his eyes following a young woman and her husband and their baby. Simeon looked puzzled, as if he wondered whether he had misunderstood the Spirit's message yesterday. Could it really be this family? This ordinary family? The baby looked about 6 weeks old, so they were probably coming for her 40-day purification, and maybe they planned to consecrate their child to the Lord. They seemed to be rather poor because the father carried just 2 young doves for their offering. But those parents looked so happy, so pleased with their little boy. And then Simeon's eyes lit up again, and he went directly up to them and greeted them with joy. And when he reached out his arms, they gently put the baby into them. I edged a little closer to watch and listen to what would happen next. Oh, friends. It was so marvelous. Simeon held that baby close to his heart for a long moment. And then he said something like this. Oh, Master, let your servant go in peace as you have promised. My eyes have seen your salvation. You've prepared it in the presence of all peoples. A light to be given to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. It was like a prayer and a prophecy all wrapped up together. It's amazing, isn't it? As I listened to Simeon, God's Spirit was helping me to understand his words. He began by addressing the Lord as the master and king of his life. And then he just said, "Now I'm ready to go." God has kept the promise that he would live to see salvation come. Simeon has been such a faithful servant, and now he's ready for the Lord to let him die in peace. As Simeon held that precious baby, he talked about who God meant him to be. God has prepared salvation in the sight of all nations, light for the Gentiles and glory for Israel. And I recalled how God's glory was with Israel in the past, in that cloud of glory that was with the people in the wilderness and over the tabernacle as the sign of God's presence with them. And now, somehow, that glory is here in that little child who has been born in Israel right here in our time. Light and revelation for the Gentiles, he said. That was unexpected. Simeon actually said Gentiles before he mentioned the people of Israel. Seems a little backwards to me. But our God is so big and loving and surprising that, well, maybe it makes sense. If I think all the way back to Abraham and God's promises to Abraham, God did tell him that all nations would be blessed. Is this what he meant? I guess Isaiah also said something to that same effect. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in the land of darkness, on them light has shined. The people who live outside the family of God, like the Gentiles, well, they live in darkness. And now the light appears for them too. While Simeon was holding their baby and praising God, the parents just gazed at him in amazement. Simeon was talking about their little baby as though he would bring salvation to everyone. They must have wondered how that could be. I mean, he was adorable, as babies are, but he didn't really look all that special. And then I realized that Simeon wasn't finished yet. He gazed on that little child and he saw something of what lay ahead for this child. So the next thing he did was to pray a blessing over the parents. And then he turned to the baby's mother. As he looked into her eyes, somehow he also saw more deeply into the future. And his next message was sobering. Taking a breath, Simeon told the mother, "This child has come to cause some to stumble and fall, and others to be raised up. The inner beliefs of people's hearts will be revealed." And then he said to her, "A sword will pierce your soul." And as I listened, the Spirit kept speaking to me too. Simeon's prophecy revealed how people will respond to this child. This child will cause some to stumble and fall and others to be raised up. The inner beliefs of people's hearts will be revealed. Their lives will be changed. Some will give up everything for this child. Well, really, for the man he will become. He will show mercy and he will bring justice. He will bring down the proud and powerful and raise up the humble. People will follow him. Yet not everyone will respond well to him. Those who reject him will fall. They will not receive his salvation. But those who believe in him will rise up to new life. Oh, there will be disagreement, conflict, trouble ahead. Some will oppose him with all their power. Oh, they will hurt him. That's probably what Simeon meant when he warned the mother that a sword will pierce her soul. I don't think he meant it literally, but I've heard that mothers, when they talk about their children, how a child gets hurt, the mother somehow feels deep pain too. And so Simeon may be seeing something of the suffering that will come for this child, for his family, and for others. I guess the ancient prophets hinted at that too. The Redeemer is entering a suffering world and will share in it. Salvation will probably come at a cost. Well, when I heard about the sword and saw a shadow of sorrow pass through the eyes of that baby's mother, I just needed to greet them myself. I wanted to give them some encouragement. After all, this baby of theirs is a gift from God. And truly, I wanted to join in giving thanks to God for this child who is the fulfillment of those promises that God has given us. The parents told me his name is Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus means God saves. So Simeon was holding God saves when he was talking about God's salvation. And I got to see God's salvation too. This child will bring light and new life, new hope, new joy to all people. What an amazing future is ahead of him and ahead for all of us. I could not contain my gratitude and joy for the wondrous things that God brought to those who wait. I began to move through the temple courts, telling everyone that this baby would bring redemption to God's people. This baby, he's wonderful. And then I thought about my friends who've been waiting and praying for the redemption and deliverance of Jerusalem. And I went out of the temple and into the city to tell my friends. And then I told strangers too, the Messiah has come. If they hadn't known I was a prophet with messages from God, they might have thought I was crazy. But there were a few who paused and listened to the whole story I'm sharing here. And it gave me such delight to see the hope that grew in them. This amazing news that the Messiah has come, well, it's for all of you too. Surprised as I was that the revelation of God's light is for Gentiles, it's part of the great good news. Since most of you here are not Jewish, it makes me pretty happy that you also get to participate in God's plan of redemption. There is hope for us, friends. There is hope for our future. This child has entered our suffering, and God's love has been revealed in the baby Jesus who has come to save us. I pray that you also will have a chance to see God's salvation, that you will be one of those who rise up with new life as you encounter the Messiah. Like dear Simeon, he saw God's salvation revealed in this wonderfully surprising child, and now he will be able to depart in peace. Peace. I hope that peace comes to each one of us.